Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to bring to you another program of nothing but the truth. And we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring to you his great, exalted, holy, and unadulterated words. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. And who is this Yah that we speak of, that we bring to you each and every day, and that we will bring his words even to you? What is Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our lawgiver, he's our king, he's our judge, he's our savior, and not just of Israel, but the world. And so today we will bring to you the great words of Yah. Before I get into our lesson today, I want to remind everyone to visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org, where you will find our conference information for the Sacred Laws Conference. Our next conference will be held November the 23rd through the 26th in Memphis, Tennessee. And we will have all our information there posted so that you can quickly make your reservations. And why do we have these conferences? The Creator told our people that I want you to see this, because our discussion tonight, I just want to talk to the people. And there's various things I want to talk to you about, because we've been bringing to you many things. And I want the people to have the opportunity to be caught up on the things that we're bringing to you, because everything is very important. And I know you've been loaded with a lot of knowledge, a lot of information, a lot of things. And you got to watch, and you got to look, and you got to record, and you got to study these things that we've been bringing to you. And that takes time. And you're not going to get it all in one day, or 1 week, or even 1 month, or 1 year. Many of the things that I bring to you are things that I've learned over the years, and the Creator have taught me himself. And so I know these things take time, but we do want you to extract from these things the most important things that we're bringing to you. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're going to be bringing to you is the seven signs of Yah's remnant. Seven signs of Yah's remnant. And these are essential. These are things that you never want to forget, and you want to implement right away. And I know there's people who will tell you that the remnant is their congregation, and people in their class is the remnant. But don't be deceived by these teachers that will glorify themselves, and that will glorify the people that believe in them. Because the only one you should be believing in is the Most High. Now, why do we hold the various conferences that we do? And we hold these conferences three times a year. The first conference we ever had was held in 1994, the summer of 1994. And it's our first one. But the leader said it just wasn't enough. So we began to hold two conferences. And we added in the dates that I'm speaking to you about now in November. These dates was around the time of the pagan holiday Thanksgiving, where our people are off and it will be easier for them to travel without taking off work. So we began to meet during the summer, around the third and fourth weekend of July, and then in November. And it still wasn't enough. So we added another date, which is March. And so we meet around the third weekend in March. So we began to meet three times a year. And of course, I brought to you and brought to the people what three represents. And I also showed you where in the scriptures the Almighty had his people to come before him three times a year. And this is what we began to do, even in captivity. Bring the leaders together three times a year that we might discuss the created laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And not only that, we began to discuss the various differences that we might have with one another. And we have a lot of differences. But these differences can easily be rectified if the leaders are sincere and if they have the courage to sit down and debate their cause with their neighbor himself. This is all they have to do. And then stick to it. Don't run at the first sign of problems. I tell people anything worth having is going to take struggle. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take sacrifice. But if it ain't worth it, you best believe it'll come quickly, fast, and a hurry. Because it ain't worth it anyway. It ain't worth the wait. Anything that's worth the wait is going to take time. But this is why we have these conferences. And these conferences are ordained by the Most High because he is the one told us to gather ourselves together. Now, I want you to see this. And the reason why I'm talking about these things, like I said before, we've been bringing to you many things. So we want you to be caught up on these things. But let me show you some things that you need to ask your leaders. The very first thing you need to ask your leaders is this. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, this is what it says in Zephaniah 2. And these are simple questions that you can ask your leaders. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, this is what it says in the very first verse. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Then it lets us know, seek Yah, all ye meek of earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that it may be, ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So we see that, according to the scriptures, the Almighty told us to gather ourselves together. So ask your leaders, is this what they are doing? We have many people who listen to us who have other teachers. Ask them, what are you doing to gather yourselves together? Are you coming together with other Israelite leaders to make the crooked things straight? If they are not, then this should tell you a lot about the leader that's standing before you. And if they say they are coming together with other leaders to make the crooked things straight, ask them, do they know me? Because I've been calling the leaders to sit down with them about the various things that we teach. And oftentimes, and I know many of their names, what you're going to get is a bunch of excuses. Now, it sounds arrogant what I'm saying, but all I told you, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Whether that's locally in Cincinnati or nationally around the country. I know the leaders that's willing to sit down and talk and iron out their differences. And then after they iron out their differences, go back and tell the people and say, look, we straighten this out. The crooked things is made straight. We no longer have to fight over this thing right here because we sat down, we talked to one another, and it straightened up. Because this is what the Creator told us to do. And how can that be done if the leaders are not willing to leave their home, leave their cities, leave their states? Now, they don't mind you leaving yours, and then when you come to their city and when you come to their state, they don't mind making money off of you and selling you a bunch of things and charging you for a bunch of things. But are they willing to make the sacrifice to come together as the Creator said? Now, we read this in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. I may add that most Israelite leaders don't even see this as the law. They say, well, that's not the law anyway. That's not the book of the law. Zephaniah is not the book of the law. So that's not law for me to do anyway. Gather myself together. Because Yahweh is going to gather us together. And I'm here to tell you what Zephaniah told us is the law. That is the law. That's why the Creator said he would send a servant. Because he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So he will magnify the law and make it honorable. If this is not the law, then I understand why you're not gathering yourselves together. But I'm here to tell you, it is the law. And even if it, you believe it's the law, these things are still not being done. And all the people got to do is ask every teacher, what are you doing to gather yourselves together? What are you doing? What are you doing to make the crooked things straight? Look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, because what I'm talking to you about today is why the Israelite community abroad continue to have this division. Why do they still hold between two opinions when Yahweh himself said, gather yourself together. Yea, gather yourself together, O nation not desire. And then when another Israelite called the people out to gather themselves together, it's either one or two things happening. They put a bunch of restrictions where now Yahweh is not welcome. And if Yahweh is not welcome, then why would we go? Or they make a bunch of excuses why they can't be there. Look what the Most High let us know in the book of Isaiah. Not only let us know, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, but in the book of Isaiah 42, this is what it says. And here I'm dealing with the purposes of the conferences, but I'm also dealing with the leaders. Since the scriptures say the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. So why don't you ask the people, why aren't they coming together? The leaders. In the book of Isaiah 42, this is what it says. The first and 22nd verse. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. Who's robbing them and who's spoiling them? Spoiled don't mean you spoil like you're giving everything. This spoiled means everything that's good is taken from you. They are all of them snared in holes. In other words, you trapped in a hole that you can't get out. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey. And none deliver it. For a spoil. And none and restore. When is somebody going to say, man, let's restore this thing? Let's restore this thing that has happened to our people. When will the leaders rise up and say, look, we got to restore what has been broken down? When will the leaders stand up and say, we must deliver? We got to deliver our people from our enemies and from the clutches of the religious bodies that has captivated and caused our people to become prisoners, but none deliver. And none say restore. The various people who have the knowledge to do such a thing are not doing it. Because soon as a person get a little knowledge, just to find out who they are, then they listen to this Israelite teaching this thing, another Israelite teaching that thing, and another Israelite teaching that thing, one saying a day in the morning, the other saying a day at evening, one say we go by the moon, the other one say we don't. They hear all these different and diverse teachings, but when will they stand toe-to-toe, face-to-face, as men supposed to do, and restore what has been tarnished, deliver what has been taken? Watch what the Creator says. 23rd verse. Who among you will give ear to this? I mean, who's listening to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who's really listening to what I'm saying? Who's hearing to what Yahweh himself is saying in his word? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yah, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. In other words, all these things is burning us, all these things are setting us on fire, and instead of us talking about that, what we're talking about is some hurricanes. Instead of us talking about our plight and our situations, we're talking about some earthquakes. We're talking about some tornadoes and whirlwinds and tropical storms and some fires that's burning in the forest. We're talking about drought and famine and how the wind took the water out of the ocean in Orlando and the Keys and on the islands. But we're not talking about the very thing that affects us the most every day. A hurricane ain't even come our way. A tornado, a hurricane, nothing. Nothing came my way. But every day I'm dealing with the curses of Yah. And this is the very thing our people don't want to talk about. The very thing they running from and the very thing they don't want to restore. Everything but that. And this is exactly what Yahweh's servant supposed to be dealing with. This is why we have our conferences three times a year. And that's not even enough. But when will the people, the leaders of these people, rise up and say restore? Rise up and deliver. Is this not what the leaders are called to do? Show you what the scripture says. And of course, we read Zephaniah the second chapter, where it mandated, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. Watch what the scripture tell us in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. In the book of Isaiah 49, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the fifth verse. And let me just start at the first verse so you can understand this very thing that we're talking about. Because right now I'm appealing to, or attempting to appeal to your wisdom, to the seat of your emotions, to see if something will spark you and light a fire under you to get up and begin to be who you are. You're supposed to be a servant of Yah. But then when you're called, you're a no-show. Watch what the scripture says. Listen, O isles, unto me. Hearken, ye people from far. Ye have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have ye made mention of my name. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Yisrael, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah and my work with my Elohim. And this is where all of our work should be. We got people listening to us all over. And we're calling on them. And we're going to gather together with them. Why? Because the crooked things have to be made straight. Why? Because things must be restored. Why? Because people must be delivered. And who do you think Yah raised up to do these things? Either you're going to be a leader or a follower. Either you're a slave or a servant. But you can't be both. Watch what it says. And now says Yah that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Now, how are you bringing Jacob back to the Most High? How are you doing that? We got leaders that tell me Yahweh going to do this. Yahweh is the one going to make the crooked things straight. Yahweh is the one that's going to gather us. Yahweh... then what he need you for? If Yahweh going to do everything, what in the world do he need you for? Did not he choose you? Did not he raise you up to do the very thing that you saying he going to do? That's supposed to be your work and your job. That's why the prophet Isaiah said, my work was in vain, and I spent my strength for naught, for surely my work is with Yah. But our work is with our enemies. We work for them 6 days, and we're not thinking about the work of Yah. We think we can come before our people just on a Sabbath day and teach them some things and answer a few questions. And we did our job. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not a servant at all. At all. That's what you've been taught by your enemies. just to have church. The real work with Yah is to gather our people together and to deliver them from the clutches of our enemies. Look what this says. And now it says, Yah, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered, and they're not, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore, to preserve of Israel. And here go this word, restore again. And the Almighty already said, none says restore. But this is what we're supposed to be doing. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Now, how can you be the salvation of Yah, and you won't even lead a little class you in? How can you restore anything when anybody calls you together to sit down and discuss the laws? You are no-show. And then you make excuses and say, well, it ain't time yet. We old past due. We're past due. Just because things ain't happened right now don't mean it shouldn't have had already happened. You way past due. And ask your leaders, what are they doing to make due to fulfill the word of Yah? And listen what they had to say. Or you can call me, because I know most of the leaders, and I'll tell you, because all I'm going to do is tell you the truth. But where are the leaders? And why haven't we gathered ourselves together? Some people say we're gathering ourselves together too much. That's what the leaders say. They say it's just too many conferences, there's too many things going on, and we're taxing the people. And we can't tax the people, because now the people is getting hard on the people. Well, let me show you what the word of Yah says in the book of Psalm 50. Because that's what the leader's going to tell you. This is taxing to the people. But really, what they're really saying is this. It's taxing to them. And they can't get together. And it's too much money for them. Anytime they start telling you what's good and bad for the people, really, they're talking about themselves. And this is a old trick in the book that came from our fathers a long time ago, because our fathers used to say the same thing. And watch what it says in the book of Psalm 50. And I'll start reading at the fifth verse. Now, mind you, when I read this, what the leaders will tell you, well, this is not the book of the law. Even though it's written by a man that Yahweh said is a man after his own heart. A man that know the law way better than you and I. Man who devised and wrote the plans for Yahweh's temple that was called by his name. Man that Yahweh said he was going to bring back. A man that the Almighty said going to be the King of Kings. A man that Yahweh even made a covenant with this man. And this is a man that wrote a copy of the law when he sat on his throne. But when I read his words, you'll say, well, that's not the book of the law. But watch what he had to say. In Psalms 50, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And this is what your leaders don't want to do. They're not going to make the sacrifice. They'll only make the various sacrifices for things that's going to make them comfortable. But things that's going to make them uncomfortable, who's going to make a sacrifice for that? And the law makes people uncomfortable. So they're not going to make that sacrifice. And watch what it says when you make that sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. In other words, you don't have to worry about other people saying how righteous you are, because the heavens is going to declare your righteousness. For Elohim is judge himself. And that's the truth. Why are you looking for credit to everybody else? The only judge is the Most High. And he is the one that you should be concerning yourself with. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am Elohim, even thy Elohim. See, all the righteous know to fulfill the Creator's word, they must make sacrifices. And these sacrifices are called the sacrifices of righteousness. And Yahweh is recording these righteous deeds. Why do you think the Almighty told Abraham when he wouldn't count the stars? And Yahweh said, well, he counted it as he counted it for righteousness, because Yahweh counts your righteous deeds. He counts them. He counts to see what you're doing. He counts to see what you're worried about. And I'm here to tell you, you're worried about the wrong things. If Yahweh wanted you worried about a whirlwind, he would have told you that. And yes, he did say he was bringing whirlwinds. If he wanted you worried about a hurricane, he would have told you that. And yes, he did say he was going to bring those too. And if he wanted you worried about an earthquake, a tornado, drought, famine, and fires, he would have told you that. Let me show you what Yahweh told you he wants you to be very worried about. And you'll find this in the book of Isaiah 8. Because we've been bringing to you many things, but the main thing that you need to see and to concern yourself with is your responsibility, who you are. And every day, that's what you should be working towards. But the leaders, since the beginning, have continued to cause the people to err. And today, we want to make those things straight. Because all you got to do is call your leaders. Ask them. Ask them, what are they doing to bring about the salvation of Yah? Since we supposed to be his salvation unto the ends of the earth. What Ask them, what are they doing to bring Jacob back to him? Watch this in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, 11th verse. For Yah spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy. And what's a confederacy? A confederacy is a conspiracy. In other words, we talking about all these conspiracies. All you got to do is get on internet and you're going to hear every conspiracy in the book. Get on YouTube. Get on Facebook. And then as soon as our people hear the conspiracy, they send it out to other people. And then they send it out to other people. And then they send it out to other people, and they make these conspiracies be the truth. But Yahweh don't want you concerned about no conspiracy. He don't even want you talking about a conspiracy. Watch what Yahweh says. Say ye not a conspiracy to all them to whom this people shall say a conspiracy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. And then our people are afraid of the same thing everybody else afraid of. And here Yahweh saying, don't fear their fear. And don't be afraid. And watch what he says. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself. Let him be your fear. And let him be your dread. That's who you should be fearing, people. And that's who you should be dreading, is Yahweh himself. What you scared of a hurricane for, and a tornado, and a volcano eruption, and a these are things that Yahweh didn't send for you to fear. He wants you to fear him. And if you fear Yah and you trembled at his word, will not you gather yourselves together? Will not you do everything possible to gather yourselves together? But if you don't fear Yah and you don't dread Yah and you don't tremble at his word, you're not going to do everything to gather yourselves together. What you're going to do is make a bunch of excuses. Man, it's hard on the people, man. The people can't afford to get together this many times. We're going to have to do something about this. Man, I can't come all the way to cross country just to argue about the law. Why? Why you can't do that? But you better than the law? You more holier than the law? That you can't come all the way across the country to make the crooked things straight? The prophets traveled all over, wherever Yahweh sent them, and they had no problem in doing it. But here, our people, it'll stay crooked because I'm not going all the way across the country. I can do that on the phone. This is the spirit of your leaders. Watch what the Creator further let us know in the book of Isaiah 52. Since Yahweh's supposed to be your fear, since Yahweh's supposed to be your dread, since you're supposed to sanctify Yahweh himself, then why aren't you gathering yourself together? Why aren't you talking about these laws? I know many of the things that I'm teaching today and been teaching. Every day the leaders disagree with me. But you know how many leaders called me and told me that? You know how many leaders call me and say, let's get together and let's discuss this thing you're teaching? Because now it's time for me to make the crooked thing straight, and you're wrong, Moriah Ishaya, and I want to straighten this thing out. Well, let me tell you how many. None. Zero. And they have my number, just like the people have my number. Have I called them? The leaders? No. Isaiah 52. And watch what it says. The third verse. For thus says Yah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, says Yah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, says Yah. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Do you care? Do you care that Yahweh's name is blasphemed? Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bring you good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that said unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Now watch the eighth verse. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion. Here it is. The Almighty said, when he brings Zion back, in other words, before we are restored as a nation of people, the Almighty saying his watchmen, his true watchmen, shall see eye to eye, which lets me know that the true watchmen of Yahweh, they will get together. They will gather themselves together. They will say restore. They will go to deliver. Because it's prophesied. That's what his servant would do. But in order for his servant to do such a thing, don't it have to be in his heart to do it? Don't you have to see the remnant, the works? Anybody can get on the internet and teach anything. Anybody can get on YouTube and teach anything. Anybody can get on Blog Talk and say anything. But who can come together and sit at the table of brotherhood and say the same things that they teach to everybody else to people who know better? People who know as much as them and probably more than them. Are you willing to do that? And then after you sit at the table of brotherhood, then who's willing to get up from that table and go back to tell the same people that they're teaching that they were wrong? Well, if you're willing to do that, then you'll come to that table and you'll do whatever it takes to get to that table. But if you, who I think you are, who you have shown yourself to be and who Yahweh said you are, we won't see you. We won't hear from you. And you will continue to be a no-show. but Yahweh's watchmen, they shall see eye to eye. The Almighty's word is precious. It's holy. And he's not going to allow his word to fall to the ground. He said his word is gone out of his mouth. And it will fulfill the purpose in which it was sent to do. Watch what the Most High said in the book of Isaiah 45. In the book of Isaiah 45, and I'm going to start at the 18th verse. For thus is Yah that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Irregardless of what the various religious people are telling you, that you're going to heaven, or you're going to some pearly gates, or you're going to some paradise. No, Yahweh made the earth to be inhabited. He never formed this and created this and made this in vain. I've not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said, not unto the seed of Yaakov, seek me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. And here it is. We've been telling all the people that we must seek Yahweh. And if we seek Yah, we will find him. We'll be found of him. We told people that, and many of the leaders and the people, they seek Yah. It ain't time to seek Yah. What are we seeking Yah for? Why are we going to Virginia to seek Yah? Well, because Yahweh told us to seek him. That's why we're doing it. But we knew the rebellious wasn't listening anyway. We knew that. So that wasn't surprising to us. And watch what the Creator says. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image. And pray unto a deity that cannot save. Well, who concerned about them? Who worried about them? Who going to wake them up? Who going to bring Jacob back to the Most High? Who going to preserve Israel? Who going to do these works? Tell you, bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together who have declared this from ancient time. Who have told it from that time, have not I, Yah? There is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none else beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Elohim, and there is none else. And what our people have begun to do, they have begun to look out for themselves. In other words, I can't worry about everybody else. I'm looking out for self now. Now I'm trying to be saved. Or they'll try to save people in their own class, where people tell me that there's people teaching that their class is the remnant. How your class is the remnant? That don't even make sense. It's people that need to be delivered. And who's supposed to do the work? Surely not anybody who's making excuses. Surely nobody who's not willing to leave their own city, unless they're gathering together with people that just agree with them. We had conferences 3 times a year, not with people who just agree with us. We had conferences 3 times a year with people who have a lot of disagreements. And why? Because the crooked things have to be made straight. Why? Because already none saying restore. Why? Because who's trying to deliver? Who's doing the work of Yah? Is it a servant? Almighty even asks us, are you a servant or a homeborn slave? Which one are you? And I'm talking to the leaders. When will you rise up and do the thing that you were created and made for? If today ain't the time, when is the time? It says, I've sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely one shall one say, in Yahweh I have righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yah, all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So you know I don't fear nobody getting mad at me, angry at me. I don't care about you talking about, well, he's arrogant and he's haughty and he's prideful. Listen to the way he talks. Listen to the way he looks. He's arrogant. I don't care because I know Yahweh is my judge and he already knows what's in my heart. He knows what's coming out of my mouth because he the one teach me. He the one lead and guide me. And not only that, he's the one that tells me what to speak. And what did he tell me to speak? The very words that came out of his mouth and the very words that's in his book. And this is what I'm telling you. Where are the leaders? And why halt ye between two opinions? And why aren't the leaders gathering themselves together as Yahweh has mandated? And why do we continue year in and year out hear the same excuses? If you're going to be a leader, be a leader. Look what the Creator said. Isaiah 43. The 8th verse. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is true. In other words, that's not difficult to do. That's not hard to do. You out there teaching all these things. Well, this says gather yourselves together. It says let the people be assembled. If you had a truth and you know the former things, in other words, if the Almighty wanted us to go by moon for a month, and that's a form of thing. Well, bring forth your witnesses and let's sit at the table. That's how simple that is. Let's sit down. If the day, it begins at night, well, let's sit at the table and let's talk about this thing. Let's bring forth our witnesses. That's all it takes. If we don't supposed to keep the Sabbath day, bring forth your witnesses. If we're supposed to eat on the Day of Atonement, bring forth your witnesses. That's all we got to do. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. All it takes is the right type of heart. And that heart is really to be who you were supposed to be anyway, what you was made to be, designed to be. You was chosen to be. You were chosen to be Yahweh's servant. You was chosen to bring glory to him. How long will you allow Yahweh's name to be blasphemed in the midst of our people and the midst of our enemies? Let's make the crooked thing straight. This is what Yahweh chose us for. There's no sense of you saying I'm an Israelite and you're not even part of the solution. Again, the leaders caused the people to err. Watch what the book of Isaiah, the 29th says. Isaiah 29. In the book of Isaiah 29, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh have poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and have closed your eyes. The prophets and the rulers, the seers, have he covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. In other words, the ones that is learned and the ones that is not learned are in the same boat. And watch what it says. Wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as these people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, because what they sound like they know something, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. And this is what's going on today. Many of the precepts, many of the things we have learned, that this came from our enemies. This did not come from Yahweh. We're supposed to be lions. When Moses was in Egypt, and he seen what the Egyptians was doing to our people. He looked to the left and he looked to the right. And the Egyptian was found buried. Elijah went to the people and said, why hold you between two opinions? And that's what we're saying now. And all it takes is stop the faith, honor, and talking out of the lips that we got to get together. Well, don't just talk about it. Be about it. How long will you just talk? And how long do you actually think we have? All you got to do is ask the leaders. Ask them. Ask them how long we're going to just keep talking. And what are you doing to bring about the word of Yah? Watch what it says. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people. Even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. In other words, what you think is wise men ain't wise men at all. And what you think are prudent, they're not prudent either. Because they won't even do the simple things. And that's gather yourselves together. Not with just people you agree with. Not with people who just you're comfortable with. Not with people that believe the same thing as you. While you talking, now, take time to listen and see if this thing is agreeable with you or not. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yah, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who see us and who knoweth us? See, Yahweh see you and Yahweh know you. You can't hide from Yahweh at all. And I tell the people, Yahweh has said all through the scriptures, and we're going to be bringing to you these things, that if you seek me, ye shall find me. And the people undoubtedly are not seeking the Most High. And when I tell them that, it's as if I'm speaking a foreign language. If this Elohim that you all speak about is as powerful as you say he is, and he can do anything that he so desires, then bring him to the table. Bring him to the table of brotherhood and let him justify the things that you teach in our people. That's all you have to do. You stand up like a lion and be bold. The scripture says, the wicked fleeth with no man pursueth, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. And as your leaders, are you a lion or are you fleeing? Watch what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. And this is what it says. in the 14th verse. Wherefore hear the word of Yah, you scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus says Yah Elohim, behold, I lay Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, righteousness to the plumb. Hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. In other words, what this is letting you know, that our people have made a covenant with death, an agreement with lies. And why? Because they refuse to make darkness light. They refuse to make the crooked things straight. They refuse to bring Jacob back to the Most High. They refuse to preserve Israel. And this is what you're made for. And if you're made for it, then why don't we see you? Why don't we hear from you? Except when you're talking to the people. But when it's time for the leaders to come together and to stand up for what they believe and to stand up for what they teach, then you're no-show. Then you make excuses. It ain't time yet. We're taxing the people. I don't like to argue. But I let other people do this and not. In other words, you're not a leader. And the Almighty, he said when he returned unto the leaders first. And I want you to see this in the book of Ezekiel. Because Yahweh hear, he hear the leaders. He see what they doing. He know their works. He know what they doing day and night. He know how the leaders are preparing themselves to come before the people. He know their lies. He know their deceit. He know their sincerity or insincerity. He know. And he know they had no intentions of restoring anything. That's why he said none restore. So watch what Yahweh said he will do in the book of Ezekiel, the 9th chapter. At the first verse, he cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with the writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood by the brazen altar. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel was gone up from the cherub. Now this is a vision that Ezekiel seen. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others, he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children, and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men, which were before the house, and why there? Because they the ones who's supposed to control the community. Why there? Because those are the ones who's supposed to teach the community. Why there? Because those are the ones who Yahweh gave the charge to make the crooked things straight. And they watching all the abominations go down. And they watching Yahweh's name continually being blasphemed in their classes, in their knessets, in their congregations, in their cities. And let me tell you what they're doing. Nothing. So he says, start at the sanctuary and watch what happens. And he said unto them, defile the house, fill the courts with the slain, go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slain them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face. This is what Ezekiel did. And cried and said, oh, Yah Elohim, would thou destroy all the residue of Israel? And thou pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem, are you going to destroy everybody? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Yehuda is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, Yahweh hath forsaken the earth, and Yahweh seeth not. And this is what people saying, well, Yahweh going to get this thing together. Yahweh going to gather the people. Yahweh going to make the crooked things straight. And Yahweh going to do this, and Yahweh going to do that. In other words, they trying to let you know that they ain't going to do nothing. And as for me also, my eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. And there's a great slaughter coming to our people. And we told our people this. And we're still letting our people know there is a great slaughter coming to our people. And Yahweh has determined evil upon our people and upon the earth. And Yahweh said he will return. But he's going to return with his vengeance, with his fierce anger, and he's going to pounce upon the head of the wicked. This is how he will return. And we're worried about a hurricane. And we're worried about a volcano. And we're worried about a flood. And we're worried about whirlwinds and tropical storms and drought and famine. But we're not worried about Yah. And we saying, store up the food, store up the water. Get some first aid kits. Get some guns. Get some bullets. Get some diapers. Get this, get that. What a bullet going to do to Yahweh? We're worried, concerned, and teaching and talking about and gathering ourselves together for all the wrong things. It's very important that you hear me and understand what I'm telling you. Yahweh will visit his people in America, the North, the South, the East, and the West. Yahweh will visit. And when he returns, he already knows. Because he's watching every day all those that have circumcised their heart to fulfill his desires. And I'm here to tell you, you let Yahweh be your fear. You let Yahweh be your dread. And you sanctify Yahweh himself. And if you learn to do that, then you have nothing else to fear. Nothing at all. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Confirm to you, my Yah, do I lift up?